So I was looking through this month's issue of Jackson Magazine. Remember a few months ago, actually, Michelle Woods was on the cover of that. But lo and behold, this month, another one of our parishioners is in there, Dan Reese, featuring his wealth management firm, Avery Wealth. Now, would Jesus be pleased with Dan and his line of business, considering today's gospel? I don't think he's here. I would rib him a little bit, but if he's not here, he's usually at 12. After all, doesn't the parable of the rich fool in today's gospel seem like Jesus is saying that we shouldn't store up all our goods for many years that we have yet to live? Isn't that what we're doing when we're saving up for retirement? I myself put away some money each month that goes towards my retirement, if I ever get to, because of the shortage of priests. But I thought, you know, saving up for retirement was a good and wise thing to do. So what's Jesus getting at here? What's the true lesson of today's gospel? Let's take a look. So notice that the rich fool already has barns to store his harvest, right? And so when he gets an even larger harvest, he decides to what? Tear down the barns he already has in order to build even larger ones so that he can hoard the huge surplus. I'm a little bit of a pack rat myself, right? I mean, think of all the storage facilities that have just popped up everywhere. But this guy is thinking this way with these larger barns for many years, as he says, he can just eat, rest, eat, drink, be merry. Now, there's nothing wrong with eating, drinking, and being merry. We Catholics like doing that. I was just doing it last night. So Jesus multiplied the loaves and the fishes so that there would be tons of leftovers. And he made even these huge jugs of water into wine. And our Lord said, I came that they might have life and have it abundantly. So Jesus doesn't have a problem with abundance. In fact, Jesus encouraged us in the parable of the sower to be fruitful 30, 60, or even 100-fold. So while Jesus doesn't have a problem with abundance and the desire to be fruitful with what we have, what does matter is what we think the purpose of that abundance is, the end for which this abundance was given to us. And this is where the rich fool gets it all wrong. The rich fool thought the sole purpose of his bounty was simply for him to eat, drink, and be merry. But what did God say to him after that? It was the last line in today's gospel. You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus it will be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God. So there's the purpose and meaning of our talents and our treasure. To use them in such a way that we are rich in what matters to God. Everything we have and are is meant toward that end. So God does want us to be abundantly rich, but not to be rich in the stuff that's fleeting and vain. That was the message of the first reading. But to be rich in what matters to God and to use our material wealth to that end of being rich in what matters to God. Notice when Jesus multiplied food and drink, it was always to teach and enrich the lives of others. The abundance and the fruitfulness that Jesus wants is abundance and fruitfulness for the kingdom. In other words, the use of our talents and treasure are meant to be expressions of love. Our love of God and our love of neighbor, because it's love that brings profound happiness. But too often, people's treasure has not been used as a means to express love, but instead has been a source of division. Because remember, it wasn't money that was the source of that is the root of evil. It was the love of money that was the root of evil. the misuse and mistaking the means for the end. Right? In fact, what prompted Jesus to tell this parable in today's gospel was because someone in the crowd came up to him to complain about a family dispute between him and his brother regarding their father's inheritance. Maybe you've had some family conflict regarding inheritance, so maybe you can relate to that. What does Jesus respond? He says, hey, take care to guard against all greed. One's life does not consist in possessions. Right? And remember, greed, in that second reading, St. Paul describes greed as idolatry. Idolatry. Because we're putting something that's created and making it God, outside of God's ordered use of those things, or an unjust amount where we desire it in excess and out of God's plan. Remember, God's not against abundance, but everything has an end for which it was given. I had a great example with my parents with regards to this. In fact, you know, regarding inheritance, they didn't give us kids any inheritance to split up, so we didn't have anything to argue about. They made sure it was all gone, used up for the building up of the kingdom before they left. They wanted to make sure that the material riches entrusted to them were used for their love of God and love of neighbor. One of the reasons my childhood parish is still a special place in my heart is knowing how much my parents loved and supported that house of worship and that community. In fact, one of the huge stained glass windows, I can still picture it, was dedicated to my grandparents because of their support. And that place nurtured the faith in me week after week, the priceless treasure of the faith. And they were one of the biggest benefactors in building our local Catholic high school. And we siblings didn't begrudge that they gave it all for the kingdom. We admire our parents for it because of the legacy they left. The bishop was also very appreciative, which is probably why he was at my mother's funeral. But that legacy is still paying dividends for us who remain, which is much better than the Harley I would have bought if they had given me inheritance. Right? So my parents wanted to make sure that they didn't become like this rich fool, right? Notice, if you can't see, there's coins in the bottom of this Rembrandt painting, and he has this contraption that allows him to analyze and see it. So he's obsessed with his wealth. He's mistaking the means for the end, right? So, my parents wanted to make sure they didn't become like this rich fool, but instead were rich in what matters to God. So that's the bigger reason why I was so pleased at your response to the 541 generosity challenge that we had. Yes, it's great that we reached our goal in pledges and that we're only 1,800 short of our DSA goal this year, which is another historic accomplishment for our parish. But my greater joy than all of that is that you're not falling into the trap that the rich fool was in. I mean, with you being under my watch, I don't want you up there at the pearly gates saying, hey, why didn't you tell me? Or worse yet, Jesus telling me, why didn't you tell him? See, it wasn't the abundance that was wrong with the rich fool. It was that he mistook the means for the end. He hoarded his wealth instead of using it as a means to accomplish this God-given purpose and mission for his earthly life, of which he will have to give an account. He missed out on his true purpose and mission. See, Jesus is not being a party pooper. He's trying to keep you from robbing yourself of the true riches. Because all this other stuff can be a distraction from the thing that brings us the greatest happiness, the greatest fulfillment. So this guy missed out on the good that God meant for him to bring about, a mission that was to give him true fulfillment and true cause to celebrate, to eat, to drink, and be merry. Right? So let's not get that backwards. Our eating, drinking, and being merry are not what causes are profound happiness. They are expressions of celebrating a life well lived. Yes, eating, drinking, and merrymaking bring wonderful pleasure, which is also a good thing, but fleeting pleasure is very different from profound happiness. And if you expect profound happiness from something that is not meant to give you that, but just give you fleeting pleasure, then we'll be sorely disappointed. And we'll never have enough. Because if we aren't realizing what actually brings us that profound happiness, but instead thinking it's this that's only meant to give us fleeting pleasure, then that's how addictions begin. Because we're putting our profound happiness on a thing that's only meant to be giving us fleeting pleasure. And look what addictions has wrought in our families. It's destroying them. If we're not about fulfilling our God-given purpose and vocation to love and to bring about the good in this world and attain our salvation for the next, then our eating, drinking, and merrymaking simply become that insufficient substitute, a mask, what we use to mask or numb our soul's discontent that we aren't truly living a meaningful life, accomplishing God's purpose and vocation for our life. So what Dan Reese does, just so you know, I'm not picking on him, what Dan does can actually be very pleasing to Jesus, because in that article, if you read it, Dan mentions 5 key concerns he has with every client. And one of those 5 key concerns is maximizing gifts for charitable giving. And they also want you to create financial goals that reflect your values. See, this is realizing that our wealth is not an end in and of itself, but it's a means, a vehicle by which we are to achieve the good and fulfill our God-given purpose. Pray for me today, because I also have Mass later at 4:15 this evening. Father Brian has the 5, so I'm doing the 4:15 with the Michigan football players and coaches that are Catholic. So I got to preach on this gospel to them. And here are 18 to 21-year-olds who are, you know, got dollar signs in their, you know, sights, and with dreams in the NFL and all that stuff. And yeah, I mean, I haven't fully thought of the message, but it'd probably say something to the effect, yeah, live your dreams, live your vocation of what you feel like you're being called to, but don't forget, what's your motive? What's the reason you're pursuing all this? Because the world is telling you it's all about eating, drinking, and being merry. And that's the reason why you should pursue all this. As opposed to giving an incredible platform and vehicle, if you end up being, you know, an NFL player or whatever it might be, as opposed to being a platform for by which you can help achieve that God-given purpose that is your destiny to eternal happiness. And so pray for that. If you have any ideas, you can tell me after Mass. But let us not confuse the two, or get them backwards, right? Let's not confuse the means for the end.